Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about advice current members have for new investors. Jill and I did a survey. Well, Jill did a survey. I did nothing. I just learned about that. There's a survey.
Yeah, we do this every year, by the way.
And one of the questions is, what is your best piece of advice for anyone just starting out? And more than 100 people piped in, so which is a pretty good number. So we're going to take some of the highlighted answers and the advice that some of these our successful members have and share it.
It's really good.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
So I peeked and saw this really isn't kind of a question. This is just kind of an update, and I think it's cool. And I remember you guys. Erica and Abby said, hi, Jack and Jill. I just want to give you guys a quick update. My wife and I joined Land Academy a year or so ago, and we just completed 100 deals. 74 for cash, 26 on terms. And then there's a report here. We can go and see what they did. We feel grateful and want to thank you so much for sharing this business with us. We're also looking forward to Car Academy. Please keep up the good work. Best.
100 deals.
Erica and Abby. Thank
in a
you.
Year.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
100 deals in a year.
Isn't that amazing? People look at me like I'm nuts, and it's going to come out in the survey is a reason results, but I'm like, if you can do one, you can do 10. And if you can do 10, you can do 100. And Abby and Erica just have proven that.
Car Academy is going to come out in the first quarter of 2020. And what's taking so long is we're building a website so you can go in there and very simply, it's a very simple website. The back end's very complicated, but it looks simple like Google, where you can say in zip code 85258, I would like to know all the information for a make and a model. So let's say a Honda Civic from model year 2015 to 2017. And how many are there? Click the button. It says there's 471. Do you want to download the data? Yes, I do. And you download it just like Land Academy and House Academy. And you have all their information, including their phone number. And so you can send them offers. And you do the research. It's very, very simple. It's just like the other House Academy, Land Academy. You do the research on what you want to send an offer and use offers to owners to send it or call them. Mm-hmm. All the data's there. It's actually pretty cool. It's just taken a while to build out the website. The education part's not hard.
Thank you for that plug.
Today's topic, advice current members have for new investors. This is the meat of the show.
I love this. This makes me so happy. We do this at the end of the year, and it helps us, figure out what training and things. I mean, two parts. A, we know we're on the right track. And then B, it helps us plan for the next year on what training or what new programs or what new tools or resources people need to grow their businesses. And I love this question, and it's so, it's just wonderful. So let me just dive in. Okay, so the question is, what is your best piece of advice for anyone just starting out? And it was a free field, you could type in anything you wanted. And some of these are funny too. So I've got several. Once you decide to move forward, do not give up, make it work. Just start mailing and figure it out as you go.
I love that. You know, I'm a big planner, but man, I believe that the sooner you fail, the sooner you succeed. Mm-hmm. And whenever I personally start something out new, I usually start stuff new. Get in there, shake the cage, see if it passes all my tests, kick it around, really abuse it, see if it, whatever it is, whether it's buying a company or buying a piece of real estate. And when it passes all my tests, and it's actually going to be viable, and this is like one out of 10 times usually, then Jill starts to hear about it. And so I think that's a good model to use. Well, it works for me anyway.
Thank you. Watch the videos more than once, but don't hold off too long on the first mailer. Have a good understanding, but on-the-job training is the best type of training. I believe in that, too.
There's hundreds of these. Jill just highlighted the ones.
I'm just picking out my favorites here. But you'll start to see the theme here. Do your pricing research and get your mail out. Everything else will take care of itself.
That's true.
I love this is a different one too. If capital constrained, use deal funding.
Yeah. You know, if you send a mailer out and you don't have any idea what you're doing, but you price it right, the mail, the calls and the mail is going to come back, and then you have no choice.
Right. Yeah.
You have to deal with it.
Exactly.
You have to answer the calls and get those deals done. And again, maybe you screw it all up the first time. Who cares?
We're right here. Watch the videos. Do what it says. Said loans and mails. Listen. Watch the podcasts. Read the forum posts. Gain confidence that this really works, and it does.
That's good advice.
This is my favorite. One of my favorites. Send mail. Do it. Pick a damn county and send mail. That's the only way to start. LOL.
That's true.
I love it. So many people overthink it. Yep. And like this one, educate yourself and learn the process, but don't overanalyze. Get the offers out. That's so true. Accomplish something every day.
That's true.
Set goals to get a mailer out within 1 month.
Maybe 1 week.
Read the forums. Write down questions. Perfect. Stay focused. Just do it. I knew zero of real estate 2 years ago. 1 year only with Land Academy, and just constantly learn every day and make the leap and do it. Just follow the system. Don't try to change it, and just get offers out. Use the Land Academy community and experienced investors for advice.
Heck yes.
That's
huge.
Who has that? I mean, that's what's so nice.
Yeah.
And it's free. I mean, you can go on our online community right now on landinvestors.com and ask any question you want.
Use Bigger Pockets too. Mm-hmm. Biggerpockets.com. If you don't know about that, it's a large
great for houses.
Landinvestors.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to as many podcasts and episodes as you can. Take notes. Start making an outline of what it will take to go from having no properties to selling your first one. Add each step that will need to happen and watch the videos related to that step. And then when you feel like you can handle it, send the offers. I love it. It's your business. If you're not sure how to start, learn from others, podcasts, forums, etc. But do something to get started. Aside from learning, do something every day.
This is a business.
Yeah.
You know, you could buy a convenience store.
It's true.
Or you could do this.
Right. Send mail. This is so good. I've told this to so many people that have asked me, including current members I've recommended. If you follow the program, do exactly what it says, there's absolutely no way you can fail. That is a powerful statement. Only a lack of trying or personal excuses prevent you from making money using this program. Isn't that great? These are anonymous, by the way. This survey is totally anonymous, so we don't know who this is, who wrote these things. So, and that's why I think, too, we get real answers. People can really speak freely, and I love it.
There's a lot of people, especially like you listen to these podcasts, and we answer questions, obviously, on every episode. And so people, like one a couple days ago was, hey, you know, do you guys ever consider sending out emails instead of mail? What the hell is that?
Right. I know.
This is exactly what this person just said. Really, for the first time out, get a deal done my way. Trust me on this.
It's true.
Get a deal done my way, and then get as creative as you'd like.
Uh-huh. Once you learn. Complete the program, go on every Land Academy weekly call, watch a ton of their podcasts, start, mail, trust. The process is exactly as Stephen and Jill describe it, so you'll have proof of concept in no time after you mail. It's a numbers game. Send more mail. Yep. Just do exactly what the course says and send out mail. Stop asking questions. Stop thinking.
See a trend here.
Right.
Don't
you
think.
Don't know this business model yet. The course works. Sit down, shut up, and do what it says. That's what he said.
How do you know it's a he?
Oh, that's true. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but I think it's awesome. I like this one too. This is not a hobby. Make a plan and hit your goals. There will be setbacks. Make sure there are way more successes than setbacks.
All right, here's some fun, non-highlighted ones. Ready, fire, aim. Don't worry about it. Do your homework and follow the program.
Mm-hmm.
Know your why. Oh, that's good. That's good advice too. Focus on one thing. Read the fine print. What's read the fine print?
I don't know. I think that's funny.
That's somebody's joke.
Yeah.
Just start. Just dive in. Be patient and diligent and believe in yourself. That's probably a woman.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because I have no patience. Patience is not part of this. Barreling through it like a, you know, 100 miles an hour is part of this.
Okay.
Just do it.
Just freaking mail it already. At least for me. I wish I had started sooner. I wanted to know everything. Well, I don't, and it's okay. I'm learning along the way. Buyers and sellers are understanding if you're honest. And yeah, be honest and transparent.
That's really good
advice.
Thank you.
That was good. Someone like really listened to me on that one.
Patience and consistent effort.
Mm-hmm. Send mail as early as possible.
Do you think this takes patience? This never I never considered that. That's two people now that it says patience.
Oh, sweetheart. That's my day is filled with patience.
I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this.
There are.
But
you got to be, because you know what? There's a lot of things you got to figure out. I mean, it's not just, I mean, you're picking a county. There's a lot that goes into that. You're pricing it. There's a lot that goes into that. It goes out in the mail. You got to think about the calls coming in, kind of be ready for them, picking and then selecting the right ones to buy and then posting it for sale. There's a lot of little things. We have a whole roadmap for you, obviously, and help you. And we're here to help you, literally. You know, we're right here. We're not going to let you fall that far all the way. But you got to have patience and get through some stuff. Some of the stuff doesn't come easy to everybody. I think that's where the patience comes in.
There's a lot of moving parts. It takes a while to learn. But, you know, I don't think this requires patience. There's a lot of, it's probably complicated for somebody who's brand new. I don't know.
But you know what? Every time I say that, we are pleasantly surprised. We know people that were brand new that didn't know Excel, and they're in the advanced group. So I've stopped questioning, and I never really did. But if you've got the motivation, you can do anything.
Buy as much as you can. Say yes to every deal, and get outside money if you need to complete the transactions. Everything sells eventually, and it's best to make 25% of a bunch of deals rather than 0% of none.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense, also take the time
to get a professional
web presence.
So many people have blank
poopy
websites. That's kind of funny. Stick with it. Dedication.
Find a mentor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is good stuff, Joe.
It's really good. So I hope you get the gist of it here. It's really, and you know, that was one of the things we talked about, I think a week ago on one of our shows, when we were talking about the results. The majority of the people did dive in, like we suggest, and get a mailer out within the first month or the first like 60 days, and that's huge.
Here it is.
Once you get going.
We have a little bit of time left. Here's another question. If you've completed a deal, how long did it take for you to complete your first deal? Within a week, 0%. Within the first month, 16%. 1 to 3 months, 55%. 3 to 6 months, 17%. 6 to 12 months, 4%. And a year plus, 6%. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of the people did it, the vast majority, in the first 1 to 3 months. So what does that tell you? You got to get a mailer out. You have to get a mailer out, hopefully like third week. We have really successful members get it out the first week.
Well, I have to say too, by the way, look how many were comfortable enough, like ready to go.
Right.
It's great. I love this stuff. This makes me happy.
This pertains to exactly what I said. If you sent the mailer out, how quickly did you send out your first mailer after signing up? Within the first week, 7%. Within the first month, 47%. 1 to 3 months, 33%. And then it dramatically goes down.
Mm-hmm.
We could do this all day.
We could.
There's a lot of questions.
I think we made our point.
Yeah. That point is send some mail out.
Yeah. And it's unanimous. This is 2020. Congratulations. We're all here. And we're here to help you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, zip on over to catch us on the House Academy Show.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I missed the line.
You did great.
It's okay.
No one's going to notice. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.